This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NHL, Washington topped the Rangers 4-1. Boston beat Arizona 4-1. Nashville skated by Buffalo in overtime 5-4. Opening statements are scheduled to begin Wednesday in the double murder trial of ex-NFL star Aaron Hernandez. The former New England Patriots tight end is already serving a life sentence after being convicted in the 2013 killing of Odin Lloyd, a semi-professional football player. Hernandez is charged in the 2012 fatal shootings of two men he encountered at a Boston nightclub. He has pleaded not guilty. The NFL free agent marketplace gained two big names at running back, but lost the prime quarterback potentially when Kirk Cousins was given the franchise tag by Washington, preventing him from testing the free agent market. 9 days before the free agency begins, Adrian Peterson was told his $18 million option would not be picked up by the Vikings, and Jamal Charles was released by the Chiefs on Tuesday. Together, they have rushed for more than 19,000 yards and scored 165 touchdowns. Darrelle Revis' second stint with the New York Jets is over. The Jets are releasing the 31-year-old cornerback, saving some $15 million, including a $2 million roster bonus in salary cap space. The New York Giants have placed a non-exclusive franchise tag on two-time Pro Bowl defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul. It marked the second time in 3 years the Giants placed the tag on Pierre-Paul. In baseball's spring training, a split squad New York Yankees beat Detroit 9-5 and Boston 5-4, and the Mets beat Miami 3-1. In men's college basketball, Vermont will take on Maine at 7 p.m. Wednesday in the America East quarterfinals. Meanwhile, UAlbany will take on Hartford at 7:30 p.m. After finishing its second season, the Calgary Flames Adirondack Thunder ECHL hockey team will remain at the Glens Falls Civic Center under new ownership. As reported yesterday by WAMC's Lucas Willard, the Adirondack Civic Center Coalition is purchasing the team. Composed of local business leaders, the group has worked with Calgary and public officials to make improvements to the aging arena, including a new marquee, new lighting, and a new video board. A former New York Community College basketball coach accused of scheming to get star players into NCAA Division I schools with forged transcripts has pleaded guilty. Authorities say Tyrone Mushat has admitted providing St. John's University with a forged transcript for a Westchester Community College player. Mushat also admitted he conspired to possess and turn over 10 forged WCC transcripts of six players to St. John's, Quinnipiac University, Concordia College, and Florida A&M University. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.